This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has hailed the successful docking of the Dragon spacecraft with the International Space Station, calling it a landmark achievement for India's space ambitions. On board is Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, the Indian astronaut who will be conducting 7 fully indigenous microgravity experiments during his stay, a significant step in India's space exploration journey. Lauding the milestone, Dr. Singh said, the mission reflects the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat, a self-reliant India, and Vishwa Bandhu Bharat, an India as a friend to the world, ideals envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी कहा कि पहली मर्तबा ऐसा हो रहा है कि कोई भारतीय मूल का अंतरिक्ष यात्री इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पर गए हैं तो भारत के लिए गर्व की बात तो ही है और साथ ही साथ मुझे लगता है कि अवसर है आभार प्रकट करने का भी देश के राजनीतिक नेतृत्व का प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी का कि जिस प्रकार का एक अनुकूलता कामकाज के वातावरण में आई उसके कारण ये संभव हो पाया.
The Election Commission has started the process of delisting of 345 registered unrecognized political parties for not fulfilling the essential conditions. The exercise has been conducted with the aim of delisting of such parties which have not contested any election of Lok Sabha, legislative assemblies of states and union territories, or by-elections since 2019. Besides, offices of these parties could not be physically located anywhere. The RSS has called for reviewing the words socialist and secular in the preamble of the constitution, saying these were included during emergency and were never a part of the constitution drafted by B.R. Ambedkar. Addressing an event on the 50 years of emergency here, the RSS General Secretary Dattatreya Hosabale said Baba Saheb Ambedkar never used these words in the preamble of the constitution.
आपातकाल के दौरान भारत के संविधान के प्रस्तावना में प्रियम्बल में 2 शब्द जोड़े गए हैं. लोगों को मालूम है सेक्युलरिज्म और सोशलिज्म के वो प्रस्तावना में नहीं थे. पहले उन 2 शब्दों को जोड़ा है, बाद में इसको निकालने के प्रयत्न हुआ नहीं है. चर्चा हुई, दोनों प्रकार के आर्ग्यूमेंट्स हुए, तो क्या वो रहनी चाहिए प्रस्तावना में, ये विचार होना चाहिए.
The United States will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on the 1st of July in Washington, D.C. Principal Deputy Spokesperson for U.S. Department of State, Tommy Pickett, during a press briefing announced this yesterday. Mr. Pickett said Secretary of State Marco Rubio will host foreign ministers from Australia, India and Japan for the 2025 Quad Foreign Ministers meeting next week.
And next week, Secretary Rubio will host foreign ministers from Australia, India, and Japan for the 2025 Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on July 1st in Washington, D.C. The Secretary's first diplomatic engagement was with the Quad, and next week's summit builds on that momentum to advance a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that a very big deal with India will be signed soon. Speaking at an event, Mr. Trump said they have just signed the deal with China, and a big one will come with India soon.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
Trump asserted that deals will not be made with every other nation. However, Trump did not elaborate on the details of the deal signed with China. India has won the bid to host the prestigious 2029 World Police and Fire Games. The announcement was made after a compelling presentation by Indian representatives to the World Police and Fire Games Federation in Birmingham, USA. The event will take place across Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Ekatanagar in Gujarat. The IMD has said that the southwest monsoon has further advanced into parts of Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana. It said the conditions are favorable for the further advance of the southwest monsoon over the remaining parts of the country during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan and Gujarat till tomorrow. The weather agency further said that rainfall is also expected in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Karnataka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.